सम धर्म आचरणे विष्णु भक्ति है.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of varna and ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four varnas and ashramas.
So, why he told? Mahaprabhu told? यो बात जागे कहा आ ओ महाप्रभु टोल एट वंस एक्सटर्नल आई वांट टू हियर सम मोर व्हाई ही टोल्ड हियर ओनली विष्णु हैज बीन टोल्ड बट हु इज विष्णु हु इज एवरीवेयर एवरीवेयर ही इज विष्णु एस्पेशली the manifestation of Krishna in each heart and his evidence
witness
of all what you are doing everywhere in each heart he and also his evidence what you are doing and by that He will give you punishment or reward. He is called Paramatma or Vishnu. So we should do it like in Varnashram Dharma. What is Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram Dharma. Varnayang Ashram. Four Varna. What? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Ashram. It was before, now it is collapsed. Not totally, but about 99%. And instead of this, bhakti is coming. So at that time, anyone being in Grihastha Ashram, obeying their father, mother and serving. Very good love and affection with wife and children and worshipping Vishnu. Anyone can have Vishnu Bhakti. Here Vishnu Bhakti is goal. And Varnashram Dharma is like process. Very easily, anyone can be. He can do bhakti. This is like a bhakti. But this is not bhakti. What is this? This is some chaya, semblance of bhakti. So many grihastha, having so much love and affection from their children and making money, maintaining their lives. Of serving their father, mothers and also so many persons, needy persons. So Vishnu can be happy by this. But really this is not cool. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it may be the religion of any body, this body, but not for soul. Soul has no father, mother in this world. He has no wife and anything. So this is external. Oh, you cannot have high class of Vishnu Bhakti. By this you can have some liberation only, nothing anymore. And you can be happy in this world for some time. Then he told a sloka of Gita, Jat Karosi, Jadasnasi, Jadjuhosi, Dadasi Yat. यत तपस्यसि कौन्तेय तत् कुरुष समादर्पणम्
रामानंद राय कंटिन्यू ओ सन ऑफ कुंती ऑल दैट यू डू ऑल दैट यू ईट ऑल दैट यू ऑफर एंड गिव अवे एज वेल एज ऑल ऑस्टेरिटीज दैट यू मे परफॉर्म शुड बी डन एज एन ऑफरिंग टू मी
वेदर इट इज गुड और बैड इट इज फेवरेबल फॉर भक्ति आर नॉट or for beginning, it is very helpful. So in Gita, Krishna has instructed Arjuna, jat karoshi jadasnasi jajjuhoshi jadastam jat tapasyas kamtayas tat kurushva madarpanam. What is the meaning of madarpanam?
Make as an offering to me.
What is the meaning of offering? What is the meaning of offering?
Something that you have, you are giving.
This is my thing, I am giving you. Please accept. So here Mahaprabhu is asking and he is telling that, oh, what you do, what you snasi, what you eat, juhosi,
offering.
Dadasi.
You're donating.
Yattapasyasi.
Study.
Oh, you should offer to me that I have given you. Mahaprabhu told at once, your bhajya rejected. Why he rejected? Can you tell? Why he rejected this? This is very high class of teaching in Gita. You can see the explanation of Gita as it is. Why? Can you tell? More loudly, louder.
So I coming here to hear from you.
But I want
to hear from you.
That what you have, you are very learned person, I know. And you know so much. No, you are not fallen. I know very good singer and very high class of devotee. Why Mahaprabhu rejected? Can you tell?
Because the devotee is thinking, this is my property and I'm giving it to you, instead of thinking it's your property.
Is there anything that it is your property? Is this body is your property?
No.
Without any summon, without notice, that will come and take it. And then, so many eagles will quarrel for your this body. And sometimes so many dogs will come and they will quarrel for that, this body is mine. This body.
My property, my property.
And they're quarreling. Sometimes jackals and dogs will quarrel for that. And sometimes fire will tell, oh, this property is mine, I should take it. And it may be. Sometimes Napoleon Bonaparte, he wants to be controller of emperor of whole world, and when he was in prison, then his body was of whom? The Mitra Rashtra.
Allied nation.
They told that, oh, this is now in our control, and they drowned it in the ocean. So this body is whose property? Oh, everything is of Krishna. Your garden is not yours. Your wife is not your wife. Even your body is not of yours. So he is telling that, oh, this is external. There is nothing that we possess and we can offer to Krishna. It is only a false ego. But for beginning, it is very helpful for beginners. Those don't know anything. They don't know ABCD of this devotion. For them it is. Oh, whatever they, oh, please offer and then take. But if they know that everything, then I am serving. All property, everything is of Krishna, and by that, his property, I am serving. This. So it is external. Then what? Raya Ramananda told. Then Mahaprabhu told, it is bahiya. Aage kaha. Raya kahe swadharma tyag ei sarvasad dasar.
To give up one's occupational duties in the Varnashram is the essence of perfection.
You should explain more.
Sarvadharman padatyajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarvapapevyo moksha gityami maasuchaha.
Of Gita. No? It can be told that this is the essence of all Gita. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, without any moment delaying, Yo Bhajyage Kahar. This is external. Go on. Why he rejected? Can you tell something about this? Why he rejected? How class of? Sarvadharman Pratyajya. Here Sarvadharman means? Kya? Sarvadharman means? Where is there? That boy?
He is outside.
He must be outside always.
Backside.
He will be outside or backside. His nature.
All kinds of religions pertaining to one, pertaining to body, for example, duties for family, duties for nation.
Not only this, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, all these are not dharma actually, not swadharma, not dharma of soul, but we think that all are dharma. So all these things, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, Communism, Impersonalism, Mayaism, all are of related to this body or mind. And they are material. So quickly it should give up. There is no religion, nothing in this. Sarvadharman Pati. And then Mam Ekam Sharanam Bhaja. What? Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja?
You should surrender only to me.
One is surrender. This is high class of thing in Gita. And this is called that in Gita, like Gita is like a golden plate. And this is Loki is like a diamond in golden plate. Very high class. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once rejected. Oh, Yehopajya. It is external. Why? Can you tell why? Bolo. Kya sunta hai?
No relation.
Oh, can you?
Because he is saying to give up the negative injunction. But included there is not the positive injunction to serve.
What he told?
He is saying that it is said that we should give up and we should surrender. But what is surrender? In surrender, there is no active engagement. It is only to say, I should surrender. Then what? What shall we do next?
So nothing is there. So for soul, nothing is here. Only to give up worldly things. Can you more explain?
Also, it's a business relationship with Krishna, that if I surrender to you, then you'll relieve me of all my sinful reactions.
Yes.
So the devotee wants liberation. So it's business.
He only wants, he is fearing, but he doesn't want to serve Krishna in any mood. If he is not serving, that everything is like zero. Even not platform for bhakti is here. So it is door of
bhakti.
Saranagati is door of
bhakti.
What is saranagati?
There are six kinds of saranagati. To accept everything.
Try to remember this saranagati. And if you have not done saranagati, then your platform is not made. And bhakti cannot come. Any chaya,
shadow
of bhakti may come. Not really bhakti. So try to make first saranagati. Go on.
Anukulyasya sankalpa, to accept everything favorable for Krishna's service. and pratikulya vivarjanam, to reject everything that's not favorable for Krishna.
If Guru is somewhat unfavorable, what should we do?
As in the case,
he is always criticizing others. He is not chanting, remembering. But he orders that as you should chant. But himself he never chants. He has no love and affection for devotee or Krishna. Making money from this bhakti, then what should we do?
Reject.
At once, without delay, x second.
Guru Rupya Valipta Karja Karja Majana Totpata Pratipanna Saparitego Vidiyate.
So what is favorable for bhakti? We must
accept.
And what is unfavorable, at once reject. Don't delay. Like poison. If there is poison in this
finger,
then cut down. Don't delay. Otherwise hold.
Whole body will get in and...
And if hold this hand, then what to do?
Cut the hand.
Otherwise it will come poison here and you will die. So like this. Then Mahaprabhu rejected this. Because there is no religion of Atma. So he rejected. Then Prabhu kahe, iho bhajya, aage kaha, ra kahe, gyan mishra bhakti sadhyasar.
After hearing Ramananda Rai speak in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go ahead and say something more. Ramananda Rai then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection.
And he read a slok. He gave an example of this slok. What? Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate. Of very good. Of Gita. Highly praised. What is the meaning?
Ramananda continues, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Brahma Bhutaha. There are six qualities. If they have been gained, then he is Brahma Bhuta. He is established in Brahma, always reminding Brahma, always situated in Brahma. He never wants any worldly things, never any desire, no desire at all. Either transcendental desire or
material.
Never, nothing. Nothing he has desired. He is like
zero.
But samasarvesu bhuteshu. If something, problem coming from anyone and unfavorable or
unfavorable,
to both he is equal. He never thinks that he is an enemy and he is my friend. Never. What he thinks? Oh, it has come from my past birth reaction. So never he will be. And sarbhuteshu. And never upset. Always happy. This is high class of a stage. And then madbhakti, param parabhakti loves. Still now he is not
parabhakti.
He has not received parabhakti. Parabhakti means prema bhakti. But he may receive if he associates with high class of rasik premi bhakta. Otherwise no. There are two kinds of brahmabhuta who reject Srimad Bhagavatam. They reject any shape or form of Krishna. Everything. One class of Brahmaji. And second, like Sukadev, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, they never reject Bhagavad. They never reject shape or form of Krishna. They are of one kind. So those who are always rejecting that Krishna has no shape, Krishna is no supreme personality of God. Mani Nirvishesh Brahma. No shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. They are guilty. They are guilty in the Krishna. They are offensive in Krishna lotus. They will never have any good association. And those who are not neglecting Srimad Bhagavatam, they can chant names. But they want to mix in Krishna. If they will have some high class of association of Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava, then they may be changed. And they will have Parabhakti, otherwise no. What Mahaprabhu told? Prabhu kaya yo bhajya, na? Yo bhajya aage kahar? Mahaprabhu rejected this also. How high class of this thing? But Mahaprabhu, even rejected, what he told?
After hearing this, the Lord, as usual, rejected it, considering it to be external devotional service. He again asked Ramananda Rai to speak further, and Ramananda Rai replied, "Pure devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge is the essence of perfection."
There are two kinds of bhakti. One is Sarva Siddha Bhakti. And other is Mishra Bhakti. Mix. Mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with yoga. There are three kinds of all these bhakti. And these are also of two kinds, all. Where karma, jnana and yoga is prominent and bhakti is following them. Like servant. No? Like servant. What meaning? That if you are doing bhakti, oh, I should make so much money or wealth. I am doing bhakti to please Krishna. This is bhakti. But like a servant, that by this I can have a very good vashan. These are all mixture. So where karma, jnana and yoga are prominent and bhakti is like a servant, this is called karma, jnana, yoga. And where bhakti is prominent but they are subordinate, like jnana, karma, yoga, bhakti will be prominent and they will be like servants, then it will called Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti. But this is also mixture. So here he is telling that if Jnana Mishra or Karma Mishra, or it may be called for beginner's bhakti, but actually not bhakti, not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So Jnana should be not there, not mixture of any kind of jnana. Jnana Mishra is of two kinds. Mixed with Nirvishesh jnana. This is always rejected. And where some bhakti is prominent and jnana is like helpful, even it should be rejected. Mahaprabhu is rejecting. What is that? That Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He has so many appulences, six kinds of appulences. He can create in a moment lakhs and lakhs worlds, and he can destroy, and he can support a new world. He is so powerful. He can do anything which cannot be done. ki
aghatan
ghatan priya to
what is impossible make possible.
If you know this, this knowledge is there and tattva gyan is there, what is world, what is maya, who am I, and who is Krishna? Krishna is Ishvara Sarvabhut, Parama Krishna Sachidananda Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakaranakara. You can have bhakti like Dasya Bhakta, but not like gopis. So he rejected. You will have to forget first in the beginning. Tattva Gyan will give you so much help. It is helpful. So we should accept. But when hearing more katha, sweet pastimes of Krishna, of Brajamandal, of Gop and Gopi, by hearing, you will forget all these things. Then it will be Jnana Shunya Bhakti. What Jnana Shunya? Not a spot of Jnana will be there.
Devoid of knowledge that the Lord offers him.
But all kinds of knowledge will be there, but it will be always covered, only like forgetting. But Gopi Jasoda, he can create lakhs and lakhs Brahmas and Vishnu. She can create lakhs and lakhs worlds in a second, but by Yogmaya, because has covered his Vishnu. Sridham Subal, they can kill lakhs and lakhs Kams and Agasur, Bakasur. But it is covered with lakhs. They know everything. If they can defeat Krishna, what they cannot do? They can do everything. But by the influence of Yogmaya, they have forgotten. So by hearing, first you will be, you should have all this Tattva Gyan. If you are not Tattva Gyan, knowledge of all Tattva, then your bhakti cannot be steady. So, Siddhanta Boliya,
Itte
na karo ala.
Ja
haite Krishna lage sudhi. What is the meaning, Prabhu?
That devotee should not think that it is too much troublesome to know Tattva Siddhanta, to know the scriptural conclusions. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami has said that all devotees should know these tattva so that
the mind... Not all. Like Raya Ramananda, he should not know. Rupa Goswami, he should not know. Devotee like Madhyam Adhikar, Madhyam, Uttam, they should know. And after that, gradually hearing first sense and greed will be there, then they will give up all these things. But any time, this transcendental knowledge will help them. They will remind that Gopis defeated Krishna. Krishna told that, you should now go to your home. You have come to meet me, and this is a very good night. Yamuna is flowing sweetly. Peacocks are dancing and cuckoos are singing so well. Very beautiful night. It seems that moon is what has taken gulal. Gulal, you?
Red
color. And he has given on the mouth of his Prayasi. Who is Prayasi? Eastern horizon. And looking so beautiful. Now you should go back. All the ladies who are married, they should serve their husband. Where it may be that his husband is lame, he cannot
earn
money, he is sick always, he may be leprosy, but even they should not give up their husband. They should serve. So you should go and serve. If you are not doing, then it is very offensive. You will have to test the bad fruit. But what gopis replied, oh, there are so many tattva-gyan there, from their feet and from the feet nail. All tattva-gyan was coming like rays of sun. No? They defeated Krishna. They told that, oh, you are my guru? Oh, how high class of instruction you are giving to me, that you go and serve your husband. Oh, very good thing. So you are our guru. But in Shastra, it is written that first serve guru and then worship your husband, your father, mother, anyone, even Krishna. So let us serve you. And you said accept. If you are not accepting, then what will be? You will have to suffer.
You have to get reaction.
Reaction. We will not have reaction, you will have to take reaction. And Krishna was then
defeated.
No. And he was bound to dance and sing with
all the gopis.
So any devotee, any of Braj devotee, you know Hanuman? He is a monkey. But how all tattva gyan is there? Or any fan? All one fan? No fan. Mm-hmm. You can...
There is no open window. We have to break the glass.
And all are feeling
hot.
Oh. Then he told that Jnani Prayasant Parsha Namanta Eva Jivant San Mukharitang Bhavadiya Vatam Sthane Sita Tanvang Manobhi Prayo Ajito Jita Sthane. Yes, would read the meaning.
Ramananda Rai continued, Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, those devotees...
Oh, no harm, you should come and sit.
Those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter, surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind. They can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable.
Yeah, prayasam udvarsya, giving away
effort
to attain knowledge. Jnani is knowledge. Oh, we should not try to attain so much knowledge. What doing? Always hearing Hari Katha. Past times of Krishna. In them, everything is there. All kinds of knowledge is there. So any devotee, not always thinking that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so Krishna is Supreme Personality. Not like that. Don't remember. Try to
forget.
All these jivas are what? Eternal servant of. Oh. I may forget, so I should remember always. Not like this. Try to hear this sweet pastime. What sweet pastime? Yashoda was binding Krishna. He never knew that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was chastising. oh, see, by this cane, I will give her.
Good lesson.
On your back. And you remember for whole world, for whole life. And then he began to weep more. And then, okay, I will not. But I will bind you in this mortar. Because both are guilty. One helping and one doing. So both are guilty. So, this mortar was, helping Krishna. That you can stand on me, and then from there you can easily restore me. So Yashoda wanted to punish both. So he wanted to, she wanted to bind both in one row. But what happened? She was binding from morning to
midday,
but he could not. What happened after that? Oh, she was feeling very unhappy. And he was telling that, oh, all are clapping hands, and this boy has come from my womb, and I cannot bind him. Oh, Narayan, I am taking your shelter. Please,
Be merciful
that I can bind this little
boy.
What boy? Restless boy?
Naughty boy.
He was thinking that any god is anything Narayan. More than Krishna. He and he is Narayan. And then at once, sweat began to come. And Krishna saw. And he became merciful. And at once, in one rope he bended to Krishna and controlled. In whole epics, in Vedas, Rupa, Ramayana, any Puran, it has not told like this, that anyone has bended this powerful Krishna. But Yashoda quickly. In this, there are so many tattva. And how we can control Krishna? Anyone cannot defeat. But a devotee like this, like Yashoda, may defeat Krishna. So they are very powerful. This pastimes will come through your ears. What is the meaning? Hari Katha and Krishna is same thing. No difference at all. As Nam and Nami are same thing. No? Nam and Nami? Possession and Pojasi. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. No. I have come to help you that don't be weak. You should always understand that Nami and Nam both are one thing. If you are taking shelter of this name and Gurudev has mercifully given this name, you should always think and have a good belief, a strong belief, that name is himself Krishna. More powerful than Krishna himself. Because Krishna has made it. He has invested all his powers. And you should try to chant like this. So this Harikatha, pastimes, is non-different from Krishna. And Krishna, by the shape of, in form of Harikatha, he will enter in your heart, purify all offenses, all bad things, anartha. And he will clear, and then he will sit, and then he will call Radha, oh Radhe, you should also come. We will sit here, and the devotee will serve them. So he is telling that sthane sthita, no one, you should be anywhere, but try to listen their Harikatha. A guru cannot tell that you should not go to hear Harikatha. Navari guru can tell. This is offense, very big offense. You should not miss this song. If any devotee is coming, no shastra has forbidden anywhere that you should not hear. So try to hear all these things. then Krishna will be controlled by that. Then Mahaprabhu what told?
45.
Kitna ban gaya?
45.
Oh, ho. Very quickly, very quickly. Then he told what?
Yo
hai aage kohar. Then gone.
At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject." Ramananda Rai then replied, "Ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, that jnana shunya bhakti, without jnana, no combination of jnana. Even tattva jnana, that should be known. And by this bhakti, Krishna can be controlled. Mahaprabhu is telling what? Oh yes, you are telling. It may be like this. Not his. Oh yes, yes. Very good, very good. Like clap. Never. What? Oh, you are telling. Like not so much happy. So he's telling. Oh, there are so many things. High class of Harikatha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something from here.
Talking.
Rejecting all these things. All rejecting. So you should try to come on this platform that you can have something from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should spend your energy for this. Nothing else. Sarvadharmam Pratyajya. You should give up all these things. It was waste of time. Only waste of time. Then when one question that if you are giving up all these things, Sarvadharma, then how we can maintain our family? Oh, not big problem, very easy. Very easy. Krishna has promised, those who are totally absorbed in me, chanting, remembering, I will carry anything to carry on my personal head and don't. But this, we are so unfortunate that we cannot, because we have some experience from our friends, our wife, husbands, that they can change 30 times, 40 times, divorce there. And sons and daughters, for beginning, they don't believe their father and mother. They go to have any job and they do. So in this world, bitter experiences. So we don't want to trust in Krishna words also. What is the trust? Krishna will surely maintain. And then there are so many things to hear. From here it begins, Iho Hoy. You means? Oh, now it is. We can accept something. But after that, so many things, we will discuss
Florida.
Anywhere. But you should be ready to make your platform from here. So that when I will come next year, then you should come and we will discuss all this. So many days. This is our
goal.
Here he is telling about goal. And the process also. Krishna Das. Keep up. Surwala Punayata. Mahamantra.